Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, let's firstly take a look at the energies this week. There's an upcoming solar eclipse on February 26th, and that one will be dominated by Neptune, that wonderful planet Neptune, which is bringing hope of a brighter future. Now, there's great news because that good fortune is a lasting happiness, and it's coming from the stars in this region of the sky. This eclipse is just as happy and just as magical as the February 10th eclipse that we just experienced, and their energies will act in unison over the coming months as it gives us opportunities to turn our dreams into reality by drawing on our God-given talents, those abilities and those talents that have been seeded in our soul. Now, those of you who have been listening to Angel Healing House Radio over the past years, well, you know how many countless times the Posse of Angels have urged all of us to take inspired action and passionately to create from our God-given talents. Now, this time is a time of good fortune, and it's a time for making our wishes come true. However, like I mentioned, the promised fulfillment of our wishes is only for those who have earned it through taking inspired action. The eclipse is giving us a boost for a very, very fresh start indeed. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that at this time, many of us are sensing and feeling unsettled, and there's a bit of anxiety there. We might be feeling anxious, and we're feeling anxious because we're sensing upcoming changes, and it's like a buildup of nervous tension. They're suggesting that we take more time out to find peace and calm and approach life with respect and moderation and discipline, and above all, what they're saying is to please stay in the present moment. And please don't try to figure out how and when things are going to work out, because this will take you out of the present moment where, as I always say, magic, miracles, and synchronicities happen. Now, like myself, there have been many clients and friends who have told me about absolutely instant manifestations that are happening for them. And it's because of the result of a huge download of higher energies. Now, what these instant manifestations is getting us ready for is nothing less than the next chapter of our lives. You know, in a way, January's energies seem to be a bit slow, but February should see those energies pick up pace and start to bring us big opportunities for moving us forward to the fulfillment of our dreams and the fulfillment of our desires. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me, this is cute, they're showing me a space rocket, which is about to be launched, and they're saying that it's a time of action, a time of moving forward. And the great part is that all we really need to do to take inspired action is say yes when we're presented with these synchronicities. And when we step forward, we'll be creating new foundations that are special and unique to each one of us. You know, much of this past year was about valuing ourselves and getting clear on what was the truest and most heartfelt longings that we desired to come true. Well, now the Posse of Angels is saying that if we are clear and have come home and aligned ourselves with the deepest part of our hearts, then it'll be nothing less than showtime for us to serve ourselves and serve others in all our glory. Many of us who have been crystal clear about honoring and valuing our heartfelt dreams have cleared negative emotions and dishonoring people from our lives and have chosen to creatively bring forth our unique gifts with great passion. And we're so excited to see how all of this is going to miraculously come together for us. Now, some of you may be thinking, but what if I haven't taken inspired action? Do I miss out on the magic? Well, I can tell you that life is not a race, but it's the journey that really does matter. And for that journey to be all that you could possibly desire, it is very important to focus on where you're not taking inspired action. The above points to see where these things about taking inspired action are not addressed in your life. For it's the energy of not being 100% authentic that will block the signs on how to advance to the fulfillment of your dreams. And even though we may not have cleared ourselves 100%, the Posse of Angels is applauding us for taking in those important baby steps along the way. Which leads us to our third show in February's theme of love, which is entitled Forgiveness Opens Doors of Magic. And it might seem a bit strange to include forgiveness, the topic forgiveness, in the theme of love, but in order to forgive, we must love, and we must, first of all, love ourselves. And with the consciousness shifting on the planet, we certainly have seen many being able to close doors on the past and make enormous strides in the area of forgiveness. In many cases, it doesn't matter how spiritual we are, forgiving others can be a very difficult area to address. But the Posse of Angels urges you to look at forgiveness from an angel's perspective. When it comes to forgiveness, the most important thing to remember is not what a person says or does, The most important thing to remember is that if that person is in your life, you contracted for that soul to be there. In fact, the road to forgiveness starts with taking responsibility for the appearance of everyone who is in your life. And not only did you contract for that soul to be in your life, you chose their characteristics as well. Now, the Posse of Angels knows that for many people, this is really hard to believe, especially if that person has abused you and if they were controlling, judgmental, and they basically done you wrong. But the Posse of Angels are saying that you contracted for this divine soul and their contrasting natures to push you to be authentic and to speak up for yourself. You know, once we understand that we contracted for that person to be in our lives, we accept responsibility for our part in what played out between us. Once we accept this responsibility, there is no one to blame, and we are no longer a victim. Now that we've chosen to accept responsibility, then we have another big choice to make. We can either choose to make ourselves right and the other person wrong by replaying and rehashing the awful things that they did, or we can choose to be happy. Now, the Posse of Angels are assuring us that the recipe for forgiveness is taking responsibility and choosing to be happy over being right. And they are saying, yes, it truly is that simple. By forgiving others, we don't condone, we don't tolerate, or we don't allow any disrespectful behavior. We're just choosing to stop the suffering of carrying the burden of unforgiveness anymore. We forgive for our own benefit, as we truly cannot control anyone else's actions or the choices that they make. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that we forgive others not because they deserve forgiveness, but because we deserve peace. And by choosing to forgive, we set a prisoner free, and we realize that the prisoner that was held captive was ourselves by not forgiving. You know, there are many people who may see forgiveness as a sign of weakness, when in actual fact, to quote Mahatma Gandhi, the weak can never forgive, for forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The Posse of Angels is chiming in here, saying that unless we forgive others, we cannot fully put to rest the memory of any less than desirable relationships or events that have occurred in our lives. And by not finding closure with forgiveness, we then simply cannot move forward with our lives, as we're caught in an endless loop of blame and fault finding. Now, this perpetual reinforcement of negative energies keeps us on a constant carousel of attracting more negative energies to ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is adding that unforgiveness closes us down to being fully open to radiate the light-filled energies within all of us that are necessary for the manifestation of our wishes and our dreams to come true. And by forgiving, we clear ourselves and we become clear conduits in order to co-create that fulfillment with the universe. One of the most extraordinary stories that I experienced came as a direct result of taking responsibility and forgiving another person. It was in 1998, after 22 years of experiencing abuse in my marriage, I had no self-worth as I had allowed myself to become anorexic, codependent, and controlled. You know, when I finally built up the courage to end my abusive marriage, I was so frail and disempowered that I really did not have the emotional strength to fight my powerful, very clever ex, who was a lawyer. I basically let him set the terms of my financial settlement. He structured the settlement in such a way that the first part of the argument, the first part of the agreement would happen after a year, and then he would determine when the second part of the settlement would occur. Now you're probably thinking, how could she have possibly allowed this? But I can tell you, listeners, I was not awakened and the same person that honors and respects herself today. Thinking that after a lifetime of devotion and servitude to my husband and raising our two children, the second part of the financial settlement would certainly have come in a reasonable amount of time. I waited, and I saw the end of 1999, the end of 2000, 2001, and 2002 with absolutely no communication from my ex. He would not receive my phone calls or correspondence on the matter, as he had been given free rein to structure the open terms of the agreement. It was at the beginning of 2003 that I was at the lowest point in my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you know, they say that when we are at our lowest, there is nowhere else to look but up. It was at this time that I decided to let go, and I allowed the grace of God to enter my life. I remember one evening, I just finished meditating, and I felt this overwhelming urge to compose a letter to my ex. In the letter, I stated that I felt that it was about time that I told him how grateful and appreciative I was for the beautiful life and opportunities that his hard work had afforded myself and our children. In the letter, I thanked him for the beautiful homes that we lived in, the children's school tuitions that we could so easily afford, the wonderful international trips that we were able to make, and the many forms of entertainment that we were privileged to take advantage of. I thanked him for his dedication to his work and the sacrifices that he made in order to provide for us. Now, in this letter, I stressed how grateful I was for his efforts, and I didn't write one word about his controlling, emotional, and mental abuse. Before I sent the letter off, I quietly called in my higher self, and I also called in my ex's higher self. I acknowledged that I had written him in the contract of my life to help me to learn my lessons, and I thanked him for giving up part of his incarnation to play a contrasting role so that I would really honor myself. I blessed him for exactly where he chose to be on his path of life, and then I released and I forgave him. I remember surrounding him in green healing light, and then I sent him waves of pink clouds of unconditional love. Posting the letter the next day, I continued to forgive him in my daily meditations and sent him green healing light and the light of pink unconditional love. Well, you know what, listeners? It was 1 week later that I received a call out of the blue from my ex's lawyers saying that the last part of my settlement money would be deposited in my bank account that very afternoon. Now, was this merely a coincidence? The posse of angels are shaking their heads and they're saying no. They're saying that it simply comes down to the universal laws of cause and effect. Because I decided to come home to the spiritual wisdom inside of myself, and I lovingly forgave a fellow soul from my heart, well, I basically chose to live from my divine, eternal nature. And by doing so, I allowed the full measure and the full magic of the divine to enter my life. Now, in this case, forgiveness did not alter the past, but it certainly enlarged the future. The Posse of Angels is saying that everyone makes mistakes, and if we can't forgive others, then we should not expect others to forgive us. And if we are having trouble forgiving, well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to forgive ourselves as quickly as we expect God to forgive us. Wishing you the blessings of forgiveness, which will help us to release and let go of any negative energies within us that is blocking any kind of magical doors opening up for us for the fulfillment of our wishes, our intentions, our prayers, and our desires. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's go to our first caller. Just a reminder, everyone, if you would like to call in for that free angel guidance, that free those free angel messages, you can call into Angel Healing House Radio. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller, Jay from North Carolina. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi. I am well. Thank you. What an excellent reminder. What an excellent reminder. Your whole 20-minute topic here. There's always room for more forgiveness. What I'm hearing.
and really, this is such a wonderful topic, especially with so many people when they turn on the news, if they turn on the news, and they get so disappointed and so disconcerted by what is happening with our leaders today in the world. I was with somebody this past weekend who is not from America. They're from another country, and they asked me and said, "What is going on with your country?" And as they're seeing things play out in the media, and I said, "Well, all we can do is just be observers of what's happening, see it from a higher perspective." And I said, certainly one of the things that we can do is we can forgive, because knowing that this situation would not have come about if each of us did not contribute to it in some way, shape, or form. It may not be directly, but it may have been indirectly. And she said, yes. She said, "I think the best thing that we can do is we can ask God to bless those people and just to forgive them and to send them love." And I thought that was a very, very good thing and a great piece of advice that this person gave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I fully agree.
Where in the area of forgiveness, where in your life has that shown up?
It's shown up with the relationship with my father. Where that's shown up. It's funny. I thought for years, man, I've done so much work in forgiving. When I don't know, every time I pick up and look under that rock, there's something new that always pops up, and I realize, I don't think I've done as much work as I thought I have.
I understand that. Because my dad passed last year, and I had done a lot of forgiveness work, and when he did pass, I realized how much work I still needed to do, and I kept on looking and seeing particular incidences, and they were really triggering me, and they were making me reactive. And after a while, I started to look at my dad as a person and not just as my father. You know, when we look to forgive others, and we truly see them from a higher perspective, we see them as another soul who makes choices, who makes decisions. It may not be the decisions and choices that we make, but goodness me, I mean, you know, each and every one of us, if we turn the mirror back on ourselves, we can see decisions and choices and things that perhaps we made and were not for our highest benefit. So when I started to see my dad as just a person who had his dreams and his aspirations that, you know, may not have been fulfilled and may have caused him great frustration, and a person who he bleeds and he cries and, you know, he has his dreams, that helped me tremendously by allowing him to walk the journey that he saw fit, and that it really although it had an effect on others, he didn't make those decisions to hurt anybody. It was from his own paradigm that he made those decisions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So what is your question today? What is
that?
Yeah, I mean, and also, that can be very helpful for some people when they're so caught up in feeling like a victim and blaming and finding fault in others, is to see them as a human being with their aspirations and their foibles and all of those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what is your question, Jay?
My question, actually, I was just looking for an inspirational message from the Posse of Angels.
Okay.
Looking for inspiration.
Let's shuffle. Look, and don't all of us need some inspiration? Sometimes we really need it more than others, but I think that's a great way to put it. When one doesn't even one can't pinpoint a direct question, they can just say, let's have some inspiration. So shuffling. And certainly, hopefully, all of us will get some inspiration from these two eclipses in February, which is supposed to shine a light of good fortune and a light of things opening up for us as we head off into the merry month of, March. Now those cards just flipped out. And they happen to be three cards, and they are on the floor. Hang on. They're very important cards. They all flipped out together, so let's go and look at these cards. First card for Jay is the Justice card. Now, in this case, the Justice card is speaking about living your truth. There have been many things that have happened over the past few years, the Posse of Angels are saying, that have waylaid you from really looking at the truth. But they're saying that you've cleared and cleansed so many things and brought things into alignment that it's now the time that you will be able to gracefully live that truth of yours. They're also saying that there might be some contracts that you're going to be signing. Are you looking for new employment, or perhaps signing a contract on a new home? Any of those coming up for you?
Hopefully, all of it.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're saying it's certainly a time of change, and they're showing you signing some contracts. So that certainly will be in the offing for you. And the next card is the King of Swords. This is for you to take that inspired action. They want you to really be forthright and stay in the present moment. And they want you to take inspired action for those things that you are passionate about. If you have created something in the last year or 2 years, there's going to be something that's going to occur that will put you in a position of authority or where others see you as being in authority over some project or something that you've created that is going to go out in the world. I'm not sure what that is, but they're showing lots of light around that project and others taking notice of it. And the next card that is coming up for you is the Wheel of Fortune, and the Wheel of Fortune is certainly turning in your favor because it's going to be bringing about these contracts, bringing about a light being shown on your creative endeavors, and for you to step up into that position of being an authority. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
You're very, very welcome, and have an absolutely blessed day, and God bless you. Take care.
Oh, and same to you. Thank you, Candy. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And when we come back, we're just going to take a break now. We'll take more of your calls for mini angel readings from the Posse of Angels and myself. And remember, if you'd like to call in for those free angel messages, that number is 1-800-930-2819. See you after the break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And just a reminder, my show can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. U.S. Pacific Standard Time. Let's go to our next caller. Next caller is Stephanie from New York. Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, and yes, I can. Have you had any issues around forgiveness?
Yes. Yeah, it's been something I've been struggling with.
What in particular is such a hardship when it comes to forgiving for you?
I think just letting go of the anger or the resentment, like not having that feeling there, you know?
Yeah.
But when you were going through that stuff with your ex-husband and you were blessing him and all that, I mean, were you still feeling the pain and then it got easier? Like, or I don't, I, yeah.
Yeah, well, that I might have had a little bit of advantage because when I experienced that, I had already had my walk-in experience, from one day to the next, I practiced. Well, I was experiencing the five most important things that I always speak about on Angel Healing House Radio, which is taking responsibility for everything that's happened in my life, forgiving others, not being judgmental, and knowing that I contracted, again, jumping up to responsibility, I knew that I had contracted him to be in contrast for me to learn my lessons and for me to be grateful for his presence in my life and to know that he is a divine soul, just like I am. So so that there's only unconditional love. So I guess I was able to do, to forgive and to see him in that green healing light and not be triggered because I took those five most important points, you know, to heart, and therefore I wasn't triggered anymore. I think the hardest part of forgiveness for people is that responsibility to understand that you chose that person to be in your life and you chose their contrasting characteristics to push your buttons. And that is that's a really difficult one to get around.
Yeah, especially when you know, the pain is there. I mean, the pain,
yes,
and the hurt and the, you know, frustration and just a lot of sadness is just, you know, it's just, I believe that about the contrast and I can understand it on, I think, an intellectual level, but on an emotional level, it hasn't really been sinking in, I don't think.
Right. And it does take
time. Even though the love is there. Yeah.
Yeah, even though, yeah, like you said, even though the love is still there, you know, it does take time to process it. But in the end, we either choose to be right and keep replaying the sadness and the anger and the bitterness or the resentment or the regret or the judgment, the blame, or we finally choose to be happy and peaceful. And to see that the person as a divine soul playing that contrast. And that's what's helped me most of all is because I chose to be happy and I chose to be peaceful. And it made such an enormous difference in my life that the energies changed within and then my reality started to change. And after I did that, it was 9 months later that I drew my beloved twin flame to myself. And I met and married Pete within a year of really bringing that forgiveness full circle and having closure on it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I had a question about that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right here. I'm getting out of accessoride right now.
Okay.
Sorry, just a second. Thank you very much. Thank you, you too. Okay, until next time. Hi, sorry.
So what was your question, Stephanie?
Yeah. So with me, like with your ex-husband, you were able to, I guess, not be around him, you know. But for me, a lot of it's about my family, and I still desire a relationship with them, although it hurts. So I think that's part of, I think it's a little bit easier maybe to try to forgive someone if you know they're not going to be in your life anymore, or you don't need them. Like, you met Pete, so maybe that made it easier to let go of your ex, too, like, before
well,
or after.
That...
Whereas, like, I can't have another parent or brother, you know?
I know, but let me, those are two separate issues. One, I would not have met Pete. It wasn't I met Pete and then I forgave my ex. I would not have
no,
met
I know,
Pete.
No, I know.
Unless I first cleared myself and released the burden of unforgiveness and was no longer had and I did not have any other triggers or reactive energies inside of me. And so that was the reason that new relationship came in. Now, when it comes to our parents and it comes to our relatives and things like this, we don't, as I said in the readout, we don't condone what they do, but we realize that what they do has nothing to do with us. We realize that they're coming from their own paradigm, their own belief systems. You know, they're just another divine soul making their choices, and they're steeped in their own reality, which is basically an illusion and only formed from our thoughts, our words, and our feeling and you know, and the energy surrounding that. And so we don't take on what another person says or does, as it has nothing to do with us. And so once we realize this, we can be around that person and not take on whatever they choose and however they choose to act and whatever they choose to say. Now, you don't have to remain around them for long periods of time. Maybe that's very trying. Or you can limit the time that they're with, we're with them. One of the really helpful things that I did when I awoke to all of this was before I went to visit certain relatives, I would visualize the visit going beautifully. I would visualize peace and laughing and happiness being together and everything. You know, there was lots of light and there was lots of sunshine and good wishes. And I can tell you from setting those intentions before going, the visits were very, very different. So those are the energies. Those are the energies and the intentions that I set before going to visit those relatives. And those visits turned out extremely different. They were like 180 degrees opposite. And I had a wonderful time. And the only thing that I can attribute it to is because I set my intention before going. So let's go to the cards and see what comes up. Stephanie, as a result of learning a few more insights about forgiveness today, you get the Eight of Wands, which is a definite opening in your life. There's an opening for more communication. There's an opening for more compassion. There's an opening for a greater grace in releasing in your life. Next card is the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles is certainly that card about diligence, about, you could say,
I'm sorry,
hard
did you say
work.
Nine or knight?
Knight, the knight.
I'm so sorry. Knight, okay.
The knight of Pentacles. And this is a card of diligence. And hard work or attention to detail. And by putting your emphasis on the forgiveness and by not taking it on board, it's going to help you tremendously. And the next card is the Seven of Wands. And this card is certainly a card of being able to rise above things and for you to be in the driver's seat as far as the energies that you wish to perpetuate and not to be thrown off course energetically by others' actions. So I hope that's been helpful, Stephanie.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you look after yourself. Take care. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. You too. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And we can certainly all learn from that when it comes to forgiveness, that what a person has done, and it's never really about us. They're coming from their own paradigm, so that the more that we can bless them and forgive them, the lighter our journey becomes. So let's go to our next caller. We have Jana in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jana.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Yes, I can. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your question?
I guess I just wanted to see what the angels might have to share, because since I switched jobs back in August, I wonder why I'm there, but I know why I'm there, and I get signs of confirmation constantly. So I know I'm going the right direction. I just kind of wonder what they might have for me.
Okay. Well, while I'm shuffling, Well, while I'm shuffling the cards, they're definitely saying yes, 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 Jana. You followed your intuition, you followed the signs, and yes, you're supposed to be there. Now, everything that we do in our physical incarnation is in the meantime. So whether you're there for the next 5 minutes or 5 years or 10 years, they're saying that the intuition that brought you to this job will be the same intuition which will show you when it's time to move on from here. You know, you could be at this job to learn a new skill. You could be at this job to make a new connection. You could be at this job to get more information on where you're going next. You know, I often say that, when we follow our intuition, it's like following the flowing of a river. I like the song, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream. It's not row, row your boat up the stream, you know, and go against the current of life. Those signs and messages show us the next step to take. And life doesn't work in straight lines. And certainly life doesn't work out the way that we logically think it's going to work out. So the only thing that we can do is stay in the present moment and follow those baby steps, which you did. And but they want to make sure, Jana, that you are not just in this position waiting for something else to happen. You're in this position because it's perfect for you now, and they want you to stay in the present moment and watch for those signs in order for you to take that inspired action, which they spoke about in today's channel, which is really so important, especially with these two eclipses. So let's go to the cards and see what messages come out. Okay. First card for you is the Nine of Wands. and the Nine of Wands is a card of completion. And they're saying, yes, you will be completing this job. Now, let me see. Is it this year? Is it in the next 6 months? Let me see. Is it within a year? Well, they're saying that your intuition is correct because you're picking up that you're going to be moving on, definitely. And that something will present itself. But they're saying stay in the present moment, but know underneath this all, that you will be, you're completing something by being in this job. And the next next card for you is the Seven of Wands. This is all about your career, and that what you'll be presented with will help you rise in a new position. And they're saying, so stay there, do the best of your abilities, and then you'll be moving on. And the next card is the Fool card. And the Fool card is a card of coming to life from the inner child and having a new start in life. So this is all boding for your career in the next coming year, that you will be presented with something that has you rising above, maybe a position of authority, maybe a position, you know, that you step up and that it will come to you in your career. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jana.
Yes, actually. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you so much. Have an absolutely blessed day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Yvonne from Ontario. Hello, Yvonne. How are you today? Hello, Yvonne. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just thinking if this is me next. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What is your question today?
I just wanted to tell you, I find you and your station about, I don't know, 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's like angel message to me because I'm standing in front of the few very important decisions and the last one from last few days is get involved in a business, and I'm so lack of money and abundance in certain ways that and then I you know, turn on my phone and there you go, and you were just your program was coming like 10-15 minutes later and I'm listening and I said, oh my goodness, thank you, Andrew. I'm still shivering from it.
So everything isn't that wonderful?
Said at the beginning when you started the program was just like message right into my heart.
Oh, Yvonne, I'm so happy you called in today. The Posse of Angels want you to know that you're doing such a wonderful job, and that all you can do is that the best that you can do. They're saying that this business of yours, they're saying as long as you put your heart and your passion and your creative effort into it, then it has to succeed. Don't worry so much, but just keep saying thank you. Thank you to God and thank you to the angels for your new your abundance, your beautiful life, and everything working out. Please say thank you to them because they are working on your prayers, and you're doing a wonderful job following your intuition. The first card that comes out for you is the Page of Swords. This is the inner child card for you to believe in yourself. This is the card where you don't question God and the angels, where they will take you. Be in faith and trust more. They do want you to trust more. And the next card, funnily enough, is the Trust card, is the Eight of Swords. And they want you to know that sometimes life takes us in certain directions that we can't even fathom where the blessings are that it's leading us to. And the next card coming out for you is the Patience card, the Temperance card. Mm. And they want you to really balance your life. But most of all, the message that they want to give you is that you're doing a wonderful job, and give yourself more credit for the wonderful things that you've done in your life, and be kind to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Yvonne.
Yes, can I ask you? it's also about my relationship. this is a time for me to of completion. This is my I'm a Leo, and this is some I'm in the last and the most important and powerful transit in my life.
Right.
And it's happening since last year, but both or the first eclipse was in Leo 10 on the February 10, and this one too, and I start feeling like I'm coming out of the depression.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Yvonne, I don't have much time. I only have about 30 seconds. And the posse of angels want you to know that, yes, it is a time of completion for you. And that's the reason why you really need to trust, and you really need to let go and to see what opens up for you in that surrender. So I hope those messages have been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I thought you were going to. Thank you so much. I call next time.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up our show for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. If you didn't get a chance to be one of those callers, which I picked up today, you can always call next week into Angel Healing House Radio, and I would love to speak to you then. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Transformation Talk Radio at 9 a.m. U.S. Pacific Standard Time. And until next week, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth. Know that you can always contact me at Angel Healing House, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please do go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and as always, angel blessings. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.